Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, we want to celebrate great players and great managers, great coaches in our city, and Snit is certainly one of those. Were you surprised of the news this week that he was stepping away?
Mildly. I mean, he's done it for a decade at a high level. He's won a World Series. They certainly didn't have the year that any of us thought they were. And, I would imagine he thought the timing was right, or they and he thought the timing was right and mutually agreed. And, he went from being a lifelong, minor league manager, base coach to World Series champion. So I think it's a pretty damn great career.
Just a lovable guy, man. Speaking of managers, yep. In this case, coaches, Quinn Snyder goes into year four as Hawks coach. We just had the media day. Practice has started, as Carlos said, before you know it, preseason begins. This is arguably the best team that Quinn's ever had. So what's he going to do with it?
Well, we're not going to argue. I think it's I went to practice opening day, and it was just electric. Mm. The different combinations at his disposal, the length and speed of the team. He did try to be a little cautionary when he said that, it's going to take a little time to gel and the new guys and the old guys to all merge together. But it's very exciting. And we start preseason October 13th against the Miami Heat. We are going to do that, tip off that game at 6:00. And then the Falcons are going to play the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football that same night. But they obviously we've scheduled it to hopefully help people avoid traffic.
Yeah, no doubt. And as we talk about the game times real quick, we'll talk more about this when we get close to the start of the regular season, but a lot of games, the times have been moved, but it's not all the games, right, Steve?
Oh, no. I mean, we have 3 8:00 games this year. They're on Saturday nights, and they're against Friday and Saturday nights, and they're against the Lakers, Golden State, and the New York Knicks.
Okay.
So they're kind of, I'll call them breakout games, if you would. But otherwise, 7:30 tip that we've been doing for years.
If you're new to the show, go ahead.
No, we have some Sunday family times also at 3:00, and MLK Day is at 1:00.
I was going to say, if you're new to the show, this is our guy, Steve Coonan. He's the CEO of the Hawks. He's got an amazing background in sports and entertainment and in and beverages with bubbles in it, too. Started at Coca-Cola, Sprite, and then working over at TBS, a lot of your programming you love from the NBA and TNT. All that was Steve's brainchild. And now over there is the CEO of the Hawks, and he joins us every week to talk about the Hawks and other stuff. We heard Trae Young. I thought the question asked about his contract status, I thought was answered perfectly. Carl and I looked at it. We did the math. He had a nice long answer about, this season. Only 10% of the question, was the answer was about the contract. Basically said, wish we had something done. And then goes and talks about his teammates, looking forward to this year, which I thought, and equated that with leadership.
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that everybody's looking to on the team. He's the leader. He's the one who has the ball in his hand. He's the quarterback of our offense. And I thought his answer was great, and I think he's come in here with a great attitude and great spirit. And, Trae's a very special guy, and I'm very, very excited to see him with all these weapons.
Yeah, I think there is, Steve, a real expectation, not only here, but I think around the league because of the moves that were made. this offseason by our team and our general manager in the front office. So that's good. I mean, we go from a team that has been, you know, in the play-in, and we're all tired of that, and hopefully we're a team that's maybe top four in the East. I think that's the goal. But as we talk about, you know, the meshing of this team, what has Coach said about that? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, what is the timing, right? Because we don't expect him. Maybe they do. I mean, to mesh immediately, you got a lot of new faces here.
Yeah, I mean, that's why training camp's so important, and we've had sessions twice a day, and it's working to figure out what are the best lineups, how they can best support each other, what are we doing at different points of the game, do we have a defensive lineup, you know. Okongwu and Porzingis are real assets. How do you play them? How do you play them together? Can the big O play the four? Can you go that big? Jalen Johnson, can he be a point forward? Can he be the LeBron role, you know, that you've seen for years? So there's a lot of things they have to figure out, but it all starts with talent, and I think we have talent at virtually every position.
Yeah, man, and just can't wait to see, you know, Reese Hoshea. We talked about everybody on this team, you know, the size. And, you know, one thing we did talk, Carl brought this up, I think, earlier in the week. Who's our big? It's kind of like a five, not to get like all wonky and technical, Steve, but we got lots of guys that can kind of play the big. Okongwu obviously is back. Capella moves on. But that's one area where I thought maybe we, you know, if Porzingis can stay healthy, I guess the question is going to be how much of Porzingis are we going to see, and what's that load management going to look like?
Well, I think it's too early for any of us to know. But the great part about depth is that you can play different combinations and different stresses and strains on the opposition with your lineup. So we'll see. But he looks really, really, really.
Steve?
Oh, man. I just asked him about Porzingis. Sorry.
Well, I think Steve was going to say he looks really, really, really good.
I mean, I presume that's just a phone line dropping.
Yeah, Steve, I hope so. That, you know, we'll grab
him back. We'll get Steve back on the line. But no, and for those who didn't miss what we were talking about earlier, when Trey was, it wasn't like Trey, you know, made a big stink about, you know, not having, because again, he's under contract. He can opt out after this year. But as we said, I think the Hawks taking the right approach, Carl. Let's see how the man does with all, the, you know, arguably the best lineup he's had since 21.
You were talking about Porzingis. I think the phrase was really, 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 and we left you off right there. What were you saying?
I didn't drop off. I just passed out from excitement.
No, it's like I hope Stephen hit his head on his desk.
We keep ENTs around for when we do this radio show.
Yes.
By the way, in your office, are you on the couch right now with your feet up? How are you doing this interview?
I'm sitting in one of the chairs in my office looking at the most amazing thing. I don't know how many of you have been downtown Atlanta.
It's great.
The Centennial Yards, man, it's coming out of the ground. I've been talking to you guys about it for about 8 years.
Yeah.
And just watching Cosm come out, just met with the people who are running the Phoenix Hotel and the Mitchell. There's going to be Shake Shack was announced this week. There's some big restaurant announcements coming. Live Nation's getting ready to start construction on their theater. You know, in my lifetime, there's never been a heart of downtown Atlanta, and just to see it come out of the ground is pretty breathtaking.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought this up because I was taking it in. I hadn't had to park on that side until last week, so I had to walk kind of down there where all the construction's going on, and the Mitchell looks great. These are hotels, guys, you'll get familiar with if you live here.
Right.
But, Steve, the thing that I think is going to be the coolest thing for sports fans is that arena kind of feel. What's that thing called? We were talking about this a while back, where you're immersed in the experience.
Cosm.
Oh,
okay.
COSM.
Amazing.
And it is beyond. Go look it up online. They have one in L.A. and one in Dallas.
Yes.
And it is. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but from a football perspective, which I've seen,
right,
it's literally like sitting on the 20-yard line, and they're playing around you.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
I'm looking at the website right now. It looks amazing.
It does. It's a different way to experience games, but there'll be all kinds of stuff going on there. But, I think that's going to be one of the go-to spots for a lot of sports fans here in Atlanta. But I'm glad you're just sitting there and taking this all in with your feet up. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am totally relaxed, man. I don't have to get tight till the game tips off on October 22nd.
Right.
Get your tickets now. We're almost sold out. It's going to be an incredible opening night.
Not to ruin your mood, but does Kirby get tight against Alabama?
Ah.
Steve is a Georgia alum, for those who don't know, a proud Georgia alum.
You know, sometimes a Glycian needs to take a side to taking a look at the game. You know, do you tie it up with the field goal?
Right.
Do you run wide versus, you know, you just have some running backs who are just killing them? So sometimes aggression can be a double-edged sword. But, again, we're just playing to get into the playoffs. And Kentucky has, you know, they've had a mixed-up season. I mean, I think South Carolina beat them by 30-something.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to be on Kalshi sports betting from Georgia because our legislature can't figure it out. But, you know, I think the Dogs are going to – I think they're going to pay the price. The poor Kentucky Wildcats are going to pay the price for what happened last Saturday night.
Pay the price!
You hear that bold talk from Puffy K? The Dogs are dropping the hammer on the Wildcats.
Well, I agree
aggression!
With you. I agree with them. That's why I picked them. Steve, we got to run, man. Have a great
– Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great weekend. Thank you so much. And the Hawks season's right around the corner, guys. Get your tickets, right? Season tickets available.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
Steve Coonan. Hey, we're coming back. Falcon Report's on the way. We're recapping our first four games because it's a bye week for our Falcons. Then we will get into some college football. And yes, we will address the elephant in the room because many of you are saying, Dukes and Bell, did you know who said what about you?
Wait, I'm an elephant? I thought I was a gas bag.
And a clown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.